King Charles has openly declared that the elites must launch a vast military-style campaign to combat climate change, while calling for nothing less than a complete rewiring of the global economy. He has even suggested that traditional farming practices and the livelihoods of countless farmers should be sacrificed in the name of sustainability. But it doesn't stop there. Charles has a deeply troubling history of associating with questionable figures, including his well-documented relationships with Jimmy Savile and Lord Mountbatten, both of whom were later exposed as predatory paedophiles of the worst kind. And yet, Charles's supporters continue to bend over backwards to defend the indefensible. Now, the king has gone even further. He has declared the end of sovereignty as we know it, calling for the formation of a global government under the auspices of the World Economic Forum. Good luck defending him this time. Before we dive in, join the People's Voice Locals community if you haven't already, and sign up to become a member of the world's first ever cybernation that truly believes in life, liberty, and the pursuit of your dreams. Visit joson.com and click the Join Us button today. It's completely free. At precisely 2:46 a.m. on December the 25th, an extraordinary message appeared on the official royal family website. This was no ordinary Christmas message. In this now-deleted statement, published hours before his official Christmas speech, King Charles III issued a stunning proclamation, a call for what he described as the necessary dismantling of sovereignty and the urgent creation of a global government. According to Charles, our shared humanity transcends borders and ideologies, and it's only by embracing a global framework, a true partnership of nations, as envisioned by the World Economic Forum's Great Reset, that we can address the profound challenges before us. The time has come to face an undeniable truth. The concept of absolute sovereignty, as we have long understood it, must evolve. Indeed, it must be dismantled for the good of humankind. Pause the video now to read the disturbing declaration in more detail. Within hours, the message was wiped from the site without any explanation, leaving only fragments behind, screenshots captured by quick-thinking internet users who have since shared them far and wide. What was this about? Why would Charles advocate for something so controversial, and why was the press release so swiftly buried? Hours later, when Charles arrived at the Fitzrovia Chapel in London to deliver his Christmas speech, the world was presented with a watered-down version of his call for a one-world government and globalist techno-communism.
Do to others as you would have them do to you. Such values are universal, drawing together our Abrahamic family of religions and other belief systems across the Commonwealth and wider world. They remind us to imagine ourselves in the shoes of our neighbours and to seek their good as we would our own. So, on this Christmas day, my heart and my thanks go to all who are serving one another, all who are caring for our common home, and all who see and seek the good of others, not least the friend we do not yet know.
Quoting from the Gospels to promote the World Economic Forum's dystopian agenda may be disingenuous, but those deleted screenshots tell a very different story. Did King Charles lose his nerve? Did he back away from a full-throated call for a global government at the last minute? Or is there something more behind this sudden about-face? The statement called for the necessary dismantling of sovereignty and urged the formation of a global government to combat what the king described as systematic threats to humanity. These remarks, disturbingly aligned with the World Economic Forum's Great Reset agenda, raise serious concerns about the future of national independence and individual freedoms. But should we be surprised? Charles has previously called for the elite to adopt a war footing and unleash a vast military-style campaign to coerce humanity into submitting to their agenda.
At this late stage, I can see no other way forward but to call for a Marshall-like plan for nature, people, and planet. With the planetary emergency so critical, with the permafrost melting in Siberia, for instance, producing dire effects on global warming, and with the Pantanal in Brazil being consumed by unprecedented numbers of fires, we could no longer go on like this, as if there was no tomorrow and no ultimate reckoning for our abuse of nature. So, what do we do? Without doubt, we must now put ourselves on a warlike footing, approaching our action from the perspective of a military-style campaign. That way, working together, we can combat this most grave and urgent challenge. If we have the resolve to shift our trajectory, we must start now by bringing forward our net zero target.
As Charles endorses military campaigns to crush individual liberty and enforce the will of the global elite, his denunciation of sovereignty is especially chilling. Sovereignty, the right of nations to govern themselves, is a cornerstone of Western civilization. For a monarch who represents national identity and heritage to call for its erosion is both ironic and alarming. It challenges the very principles upon which modern nations are built. Does this signal the monarch aligning with the globalist elites, prioritizing centralized control over the will of individual nations?
The current pandemic has brought unimaginable devastation to people's lives, livelihoods, and national economies. At the same time, the green recovery represents an unprecedented opportunity to rethink and reset the ways in which we live and do business. Now, I've long believed that we need a shift in our economic model that places nature and the world's transition to net zero at the heart of how we operate, prioritizing the pursuit of sustainable, inclusive growth in the decades to come. Having been championing climate action now for the last, 40 years, I can tell you that this isn't a fight for the faint-hearted. By leveraging market forces and the immense resources of the private sector, there is hope that we can transform the situation. But I'm afraid we are literally at the last hour, and there is real urgency for action. We know now what we have to do to rescue the situation, rather than going on talking about it.
According to Charles, the time for action has come. It's time for military-style campaigns, for sweeping measures that silence opposition. It's time to crush dissent and end the pretense of democracy in the West. It's time to abandon the values of freedom and accountability in favour of centralised control. No wonder Charles was the man to introduce the Great Reset to humanity, the WF agenda that calls for a complete overhaul of economies and societies in line with the chilling goals of the globalist elite.
We need nothing short of a paradigm shift, one that inspires action at revolutionary levels and pace. We simply cannot waste any more time. The only limit is our willingness to act. And the time to act is now.
Is the deleted Christmas message, brazenly calling for a one world government, a glimpse into a future shaped by the elite? And if so, why is it being hidden from the public? Stay with us as we connect the dots and expose why Charles III, the King of England, is working overtime to destroy his own country and serve the agenda of the global elite. Here's a hint, he's got more than a few skeletons in his closet. The globalists are trying to make us all poorer and destroy what's left of the economy. The Biden regime is following all of the WF diktats to the letter. They literally want you to own nothing and pretend to be happy. It's no joke. That's why I recently decided to put a lot of my own savings into precious metals, gold and silver. I don't trust the banks, I don't trust governments, and I don't trust big tech with my hard-earned money. Why? Because the handful of people that I do trust to give me financial advice, Max Kaiser, for instance, have all said that gold is the best insurance against inflation and the stock market. So I decided to partner up with our sponsor, Colonial Metals Group. They helped me set up a self-directed IRA, where I have access to all of my assets, no matter what restrictions the government impose on everybody else. Let the team of experts at CMG help you protect your family's future. And viewers of this channel are being given an exclusive offer. Click the link below this video or call the 800 number and you'll receive a safe and up to $7,500 in free silver. This offer is exclusive to viewers of the People's Voice. The number to call is 888-351-2043. That's 888-351-2043 or go to colonialmetalsgroup.com/TPV. Make no mistake, the global elite are rallying their forces, preparing to launch a major anti-democratic push to seize total power and silence the voices of the people. Major international globalists have begun singing from the same hymn sheet, with globalist bulldog Pope Francis joining King Charles this Christmas in demanding the urgent formation of a global government. In the United States, blatant efforts to undermine the Constitution are happening in plain sight, with treachery and sedition becoming synonymous with the actions of the Democratic Party. Mainstream outlet The Hill is calling for an insurrection, demanding that Congress misuse the 14th Amendment to block the duly elected president-elect from taking office in January. Echoing King Charles's call for a military-style campaign, Democratic Rep. Jamie Raskin explains the deep state are prepared to create civil war conditions to destroy the voice of the people.
What can be put into the Constitution can slip away from you very quickly. And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand, as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody and civil war conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job.
What do these globalist sellouts and internationalist radicals have in common? According to insiders, they're all compromised. And their crimes are so heinous, they'll do whatever it takes, including burning the whole world down to keep that compromise buried, as Rep. Tony Burchett warns.
We're seeing a lot of the left's depravity allegedly connected to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Now, you're also working to uncover his infamous client log from his private jet, a motion that Democrat Senator Dick Durbin is trying to block. Congressman, why do you think so many Democrats are committed to protecting the list of a dead pedophile? What possible national security implications could that have?
What you see in so many times, my dear friend Marsha Blackburn, I thought she was snubbed. That's why I got involved with it. She can handle her own. But when the Democrat-controlled Senate did that, I went to Chairman Comer in the Republican-controlled House, and I said, we need to fix this. This is wrong. And too many of my colleagues, I'm afraid, are compromised in this area for whatever reason. Somebody's whispered in their ear, said, hey, you don't want something to come out on something else, you better keep your mouth shut on this. And that's exactly what they've done. And it continues to go, whether it's the honeypot that the Russians used to use or something worse, I don't know. But it's clearly, you see that up and down the line, you see good conservatives vote for liberal policies. And frankly, you see some liberals occasionally that will vote for something else. So obviously the Congress has been compromised, and this continues on through the White House, through the Justice Department. The trash can is very deep. It's not a swamp. It's an open sewer.
The halls of Congress are crawling with compromised politicians, just as the palaces of Britain are rotten to the core, filled with reprobates who wield their power and influence to undermine and destroy the very institutions they claim to represent.
July of this year, Epstein was arrested on charges of sex trafficking and abusing dozens of underage girls. Mm-hmm. One of Epstein's accusers, Virginia Roberts, has made allegations against you. She was very specific about that night. Mm-hmm. She described dancing with you and you profusely sweating and that she went on to have possibly...
There's a slight problem with the sweating because... I have a peculiar medical condition, which is that I don't sweat, or I didn't sweat at the time, and that was... Oh, actually, yes. I didn't sweat at the time because I had suffered what I would describe as an overdose of adrenaline in the Falklands War when I was shot at, and I simply... It was almost impossible for me to sweat.
Andrew has borne the brunt of the public outrage over his links to Jeffrey Epstein, and Charles has his own reckoning on the horizon. The man who was best friends with notorious pederast Jimmy Savile likes to present himself as the steadfast leader of the British people, the proud bearer of the royal legacy that has ruled the British Isles for centuries. But in reality, he's nothing more than a globalist sellout, an occultist, and a loyal servant to the elite. When they say jump, Charles doesn't hesitate. He asks how high. What does Charles have to hide? A mountain of evidence linking him and senior members of the royal family to institutionalised child abuse, according to whistleblowers. King Charles has been implicated in a massive decades-old paedophile ring at an elite British boarding school, according to revelations by a former student and whistleblower, who has blown the lid off the horrific scale of the elite's chosen vice. Aldenham School is run by the self-declared Worshipful Company of Brewers, an ancient and deeply creepy group who take young children to initiation ceremonies at Brewers Hall, where they are abused and tortured. Brewers Hall in Hertfordshire just so happens to be the stomping ground for King Charles, with reports detailing visits by Charles and his friends Jimmy Savile and Lord Mountbatten. According to Chris Stevens, an award-winning journalist who attended the school as a boy, children at the elite school are routinely beaten, harassed, raped, and driven to suicide. Inevitably, with paedophilia, all roads lead to Rome. In this case, Rome's latest incarnation, the British royal family, who, in the words of Stevens, regularly visit Aldenham School to feed on children. As Stevens explains, the vice is so entrenched in British royal family tradition that the entire clan are unable to resist raping anything that smells like a child. Despite credible accusations, the police, judiciary, and mainstream media continue to collude to cover up the allegations and stonewall any attempts to justice. Meanwhile, real children are being systematically abused by the elite paedophile ring, and yet no one seems to be doing anything to stop the cycle of pain and suffering that remains central to the agenda of the global elite.
Und die haben das doch aufgegessen! Und es waren dann nur noch Haare und alle anderen Knochenteile übrig! Und Augen, Augen, Zähne! Igitt!
Schick das jetzt auf Distanz, jetzt! Stopp!
Hier. Berlin, in die Praxis der Psychotherapeutin Dagmar Eckers. Das kleine Mädchen berichtet detailliert über Mord und Kannibalismus. Diese Taten liegen gerade ein Jahr zurück. Ihre Eltern haben der Aufnahme zugestimmt. Täter und Tatorte sind der Polizei bekannt. Einzelheiten sollen nicht veröffentlicht werden.
Make no mistake, this is a worldwide globalist criminal enterprise designed to ensnare the young and vulnerable and destroy their souls before they join the elite ranks of the corrupt and debased. Every world leader and most entertainers and news broadcasters are compromised in this way, meaning they are all doing the bidding of their masters at the top of the pyramid. This bidding equates to corrupting all minds, sexualizing children, transhumanism, and extreme depopulation. For those who survive the planned cull, they'll be rewarded with global tyranny and slavery for the underclass. We know exactly what they have planned for us, because they can't stop gloating about it. We need your help dismantling a 9,000-year-old Satan-worshipping paedophile cult. This evil can't be allowed to continue hiding in plain sight. Here at The People's Voice, we're determined to continue exposing the elite, but we can't do it by ourselves. Subscribe to the channel and join the People's Voice Locals community. To support the channel, join our amazing team and gain access to exclusive and uncensored content. I hope to see you there. Today's video is brought to you by IPv6ers. Are you a content creator who wants to publish information online without Big Brother spying and censoring your every move? IPv6ers is set to revolutionise the way information is disseminated on the internet by eliminating the need for big tech companies to provide unreliable, overpriced services such as self-hosting, email and data management. IPv6ers enables an easy and accessible way for you to host your own web and email server with direct end-to-end connections and enhanced security. This means no snooping for Big Brother and no interference from the technocratic elite. If Hillary Clinton can get away with running her own server, why shouldn't you? Go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 to sign up, or click the link below this video to take back control of the internet and win the info wars against the globalists. If you like our content, help support our sponsor, IPv6ers, and go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 today. Thank you, IPv6ers, for making this video possible.